Five steps to become a millionaire in wholesaling real estate. Five steps to become unstoppable. And five steps for you to change your life, your financial freedom, your family's life, and your life forever. What is up, guys? Zach in here.
Rick in here.
And we are coming from different spots, but we are excited to share with you exactly how to get rich in wholesaling real estate, guys. You know, we never stop these live streams. We never stop giving you free content. We never stop making you millionaires in wholesaling real estate. So I'm at the studio. Rick in is in Miami for some business. And we're excited really to share five steps to stop being lazy, do what you need to do, and get rich in wholesaling real estate. If you're the type of person that needs to make that change right now, they want to get rich right now and change everything, this is the video. This is going to be the thing that I think is going to switch a lot of people's minds, shift their mindsets of how to get rich in this business, what they need to do, and most importantly, how you can start doing this for wholesaling success. So as you know, we've helped a lot of people out. We see a lot of people come and go, unfortunately, in this business. You know, they do the success, they do the action, they do what they need to do, and then some people don't do what they need to do. And we've helped a lot of people get their first deal. We've helped a lot of people get their 100,000th and $1 million in wholesaling real estate. But overall, what you got to understand in this business is it comes down to five simple steps, and that's what it takes, right?
Absolutely. It's I think people just complicate this too much. And if I just took the actions that people taught me and showed me when I first got started, I would have saved myself a lot of headache. So just, guys, listen up. I'm telling you, I'm the type of guy, I always took action. I just overthought it. And working with my son has helped me work through just action is going to supersede any type of education you ever got. And the key moment, the key is just moving forward. It's not about analyzing. The more you analyze, the more you get paralyzed. And I don't want you to do that. It's the whole purpose we work with you on this channel. So that's why I'm doing this live. I'm just like, everybody can make an excuse, just do it. It's with technology and stuff, we have less excuses to get stuff done today. So let's just listen to what we say today and stop filtering it through your old self, because your new self is what we're trying to train you to do. If you'll just listen to the instructions and follow someone that did it and understand, it's going to be far from perfect, but it works. And that's, I could almost end the live stream on that right now, but we won't.
No, that's it. So we got five simple, just I'm calling facts of how you can go in here, take these steps and become a millionaire, and really use it as an action plan guide. Use it as a springboard to get rich in wholesaling. And I'm telling you, you can 100% get it going. So we're excited. We're ready to go. And if you're ready to go, excited for this, do us a big favor, guys. Make sure you go out here, hit that like button, smash that subscribe button. And always, you already know what to do. Comment below your questions, and me and Rick will help you guys out with wholesaling real estate success. So without further ado, let's get it going. Let's get the intro and let's make some money. Woo!
Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Go. Wake up, bitch, get up. Get up.
Let's get it.
It's fun to see it on this side. I get the full version of everything. So
you see the whole thing. And so just so everyone knows, we're out in the studio. I'm in the studio today. You're out. So we've been in and out, you know, traveling, going around the places. And we kind of been doing that before, you know, our big June challenge. And so everyone knows we have our big wholesaling real estate 30-day wholesaling challenge in June. So we're out here, you know, doing R&R. I'm moving places. So we're doing all these crazy things right before the challenge. And so bear with us if we're a couple minutes late to a live stream or something like that. Obviously, we're getting as much great content live streams as possible, and obviously we're doing that, but we're just going to be, for the next week or two, you know, still traveling around places, going crazy, but we're going to lock in for June, and we're super excited for that. So I appreciate everyone's patience for everything, and especially in the Flip of the Rick communities and the Facebook group. So let's talk about it. Let's get into it. 5 steps to becoming a millionaire in wholesaling real estate. So first and foremost, let's just break it down. Let's cut it. Let's get into it and let's share it. Step number one, if you want to become a millionaire in wholesaling real estate, you truly want to gain success, make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. Your step number one is you need to have a fire. And this might be you just lighting the fire. You have to light your fire. And if you do not light your fire, I don't know what I can tell you. You must light your fire. If you are not lighting your fire, I don't know what I can do for you. This is going to be finding your why. And this is super important, I find, everyone. If you do not have that fire that is your fuel, that is going to get you to go out here and actually take action, actually do the work, actually go out here and focus and take the action, it's going to be the fuel, right? How does a train usually go? They got locomotive. Some people put coal in it. Some people put whatever is fueling that train, the car, whatever it is. There has to be a fuel that keeps the engines running. It ain't going to run on nothing, right? And that fire is going to be that motivation, that why you have. So it's super important for you to have that why and that fire going on inside of you, right?
Yeah. I mean, so I'm getting used to being on the other side here. So it's, listen, it all starts with the fire. And I'm going to be honest with you, without the fire, you can't do anything else. most of you watching this, you've always had that burning desire inside. You just didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So ever since I was 18 years old and I left high school, I always knew I wanted something different. I had no idea how to do it. I tried it 12 years in the corporate world. I know a lot of you can register that because that's what we were told. Hey, this is how it's going to go. And we tried and it's, we trust our parents and they love us, but they didn't have the tools to understand. I'm just going to tell you flat out, you will never get rich working a job. You cannot scale it. It's physically impossible. And the venture that you go on, you have to be super excited because the truth is it's not easy. It's 100% doable, but it is not the normal path that most of society takes. So whatever gets you inspired, a lot of you go, oh my God, I found this thing wholesaling. It's so exciting. And maybe it's me and Zach that like light your spark. Maybe it's somebody else. Honestly, I don't care who lights it, but get lighted, get excited. And if you understand what the possibilities and forget 10X in your life, like wholesaling, if you do it correctly, it 10,000X your life. It allows you to do things. I'm here remotely down in Miami and I couldn't do this without wholesaling because I can do what I want when I want. And it took me a few years to get to there, but like light the fire. And if you go, listen, I don't know what to do past your, the Flip with Rick, YouTube and stuff like that. Dude, grab a Tony Robbins and it's all free on the internet. And just understanding once you open your eyes with wholesaling and business, every aspect of your life opens up. Health, fitness, loving your family, everything. And that's what, like, I never knew. I just went for, I'm going to be honest with you. I went for business. I was completely focused on money. And then once I understood money could be accomplished, freedom was more important to me. So whatever lights your fire, like, just do it. You got to get super excited. It's got to be, listen, you always have to have a challenge in front of you. You want a challenge that you can climb that mountain and get to it. I'm here to tell you, wholesaling, now it's not only that mountain, I've climbed it. Zach's climbed it and we're still climbing it every day. And that's why we're on here with you right now.
Yeah. Guys, if you don't have that fire in you, it's not going to do it. And the biggest part is my why strong enough? Is this motivation enough? There's only one question, honestly, you got to ask if your why is going to be the thing that is going to get you burning, get you going, right? There's only one thing I've honestly found. Ask yourself this question, if your why, if it doesn't make you want to run through a wall to reach your goals, then quit this business. Honestly, if if you don't have a reason that is going to make you run through walls, go through hoops, go through anything so you can be successful in wholesaling real estate, you'll do whatever it takes, then honestly, this business isn't for you. Unless you have that fuel that's going to keep you going, there's nothing that's going to lead you to success. Get your first deal, third deal, fourth, fifth deal. It ain't going to happen. That's why most people get their first deal. It's like, oh, you know, I don't have kids, so I guess I'm not motivated enough for this. It's not about kids, right? I was 17. That was not my fuel. It was not to take care of the kids, right? It was, I didn't want to work that corporate job anymore. I didn't want to work. I mean, I don't call it a corporate job. It was a bag boy, right? But like, I didn't want to go work that stupid job. I didn't want to be scrubbing toilets, dookie off the floor and mopping my rest of my life. That's not what I wanted to do. I didn't want to be a manager working 70 hours a week, making 70, 80K a year. Like, I knew my life was worth more than that. And I could give, and I can just do this traveling the world and doing what I want with who I want, whenever I want. And so that was the fuel for me. And maybe it wasn't, you know, as good of a fuel as, you know, taking care of six kids, right? But like, it was fuel enough for me, and it made me go crazy. And so it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's something that internally you can think about in yourself that'll make you go crazy and do whatever it takes for success, right?
Yeah, it's, guys, it has to be a big burning desire. And how you light it, completely up to you. Everybody's different. I got to be honest with you. I tell everybody, I picked up a Tony Robbins book when I was 18, and it was like I just discovered this. I didn't even know this stuff was possible. Now, the journey is what we're going to talk about a little bit today on how to do it, because I can light a fire in anyone. But remember, I'm not big on motivation. So Zach's right. Light a fire, because it has to kindle inside of you. But that gets you going. The idea of working with me and Zach and everything we do is we want to show you how to shove the coal in there or plug gas, the energy into it, whatever, because that's the hard part. Mm. But if you don't have that super exciting, like, hey, I want it, like, because I'm going to be honest with you, you're going to have challenges doing this. But I've never met anybody this whole thing go, that was the easiest thing I ever did. They say that a year or two after it, but like getting started. Think about the first time you rode a bike. I taught this kid how to ride a bike. Yeah. I didn't give him knee pads. His mother insisted on a helmet. I was an anti-helmet guy type of deal. I've changed my mind thinking since then. But he fell. He got bruises. His sister got the same thing. And his intuition is when you fell, what was it? It's not that he was scared. He didn't want to get cut and bruised every time he fell. So human intuition is, I just won't do it again because then I won't get hurt. And you got to do the opposite in wholesaling. So, but the thing is, he was so excited to ride that bike. Like, it was enough to get him through the bumps, the bruises, the cuts. And I think you picked it up pretty quickly though, right?
It was simple for me.
Listen, so you guys that have like multiple kids, or you think back when your parents taught you how to do it, it's such a fundamental thing. But it's once you learn to ride that bike and do it well, it's like you just take off. And then you switched maybe to a Vespa, and then he's driving a car. I'm not even going to go through teaching this kid to drive a car experience type of deal, but it's always fear in everything you do. And you have to find a way. We're talking about the excitement and the energy and the fire within you. If it's big enough, it's enough rocket fuel to get you started. Then we have to take you along the journey. And if you understand that up front, you can get excited about it, and it actually makes it fun. Listen, I still think back to the first day I said wholesaling. I was like, yeah, I had to dig out of a hole, but I wanted freedom. Freedom was everything to me, and freedom and money, they work together, that they're not separate. So that fire's got to be huge. Think back when you ride a bike, or if you're teaching one of your kids to ride a bike or a family member, it's a little horrifying. They have to now put a kid on a bike that's not excited about it. Forget it. You got to wrap them in bubble wrap. And I've seen that too. And at some point they get so excited. All my friends are riding bikes. I want to do it. Like, hey, I will do it. And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. And so guys, that fire is a really important part. And the reason why I'm saying is, like, you know, we always say consistency and discipline is super important. It truly is. But the thing is, people are disciplined because they know something's going to happen from the end of it. People are disciplined because they know if they keep being disciplined, something good happens. And so if you keep being disciplined in wholesaling because you have your motivation of taking care of the family, that's going to get you to go out here and like do what you have to do. But no one does discipline for things that make zero sense, right? Like, it just, what's the point of being disciplined if there's nothing good? Like, you can be disciplined and eat, you know, greasy fat food all day, right? Like, that's discipline. But like, most, like, I mean, I guess people do that, but like, there's no point, right? And so I'm just telling you guys, yes, discipline's super important, but without that, there's no point, right? And so this is the super important thing, guys. You have to have that fire inside of you. Next here, step two, get your knowledge right. If you do not get your knowledge right, you will not be successful in this business. If you don't know how to wholesale the right way, you might have that motivation, right? You might have that fire, but if you don't know what you're doing or how to do it the right way, you're just, you're really just, you're stuck in the mud with the car, right? The wheels are spinning. You're not going anywhere. You're not doing anything. And honestly, you end up just sucking in this business, right? Yeah. And so I have so many great young men and women that get in this business, right? They're so excited. They're so happy. They're like, yeah, let's get it. And they just do things that make no sense. And I'm saying this in the nice way, but it's like, you know, if you want to go get a really good squat, right? You will squat 300 pounds. Benching is not going to get you there. All right. A lot of people, I'm just going to bench more. That's how I'm going to squat better. Like, you're doing the wrong thing, right? And so a lot of people cold call, and they know cold calling is the right one, but they don't know how to cold call, or they have the bad script, or they have a terrible script for cold calling. It sucks. I hate it, you know, but they say, hey, this is Zach with Zach Home Solutions. Or, are you looking to sell your property for cash? Give you a great, nice cash offer. It just, that doesn't work. And people come to me and they're like, I'm using your script and it doesn't work. And they switch some of the lines, right? And you got to be able to use what we do and how we do it and get the knowledge right, right? And so one thing I always tell everyone is just go to freewholesaling.com, free real estate wholesaling course. And the reason why I tell everyone to go to freestinkingwholesaling.com is because you literally just got to copy my $1 million+ wholesaling real estate business and you just be 10, 20% of that and you're going to be a six-figure wholesaler. You just do what I do. I'm already showing you. I'm already holding your hand. I'm already, I know we're not used to the snow, but like, it might be scary to go through the snow because you don't know if you're going to go fall into like this 10-foot thing of snow, right? But if I do footsteps in front of you and you just follow in those footsteps, like literally put your foot where my foot was, you know, there's not going to be no sinkhole with the snow. I don't know if I'm saying the term right. So follow in our footsteps. We already created that path. We're trailblazing the path. So you know what to do. You have to go through the forest. Just walk through it the way we tell you to do it. And if you get off course, you ain't going to do well, right? You stay on the course we made. We gave you a path and follow the path. And we have that at freewholesaling.com, right?
Yeah. And the biggest tip I can give you on this is if you take your old self, they're kind of like, look at them as glasses, and you want to develop your new self, but you're going to use your old style, meaning your, which involves your ego, your habits, and kind of your personality. You can't bring it. And it's one of the biggest struggles I see working with people, and it's consistent, is it's like, well, I want to do this, but I don't want to make 100 calls. I'm going to make 20. If you do that, you're just taking your old habits and you're trying to apply it to wholesaling. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
And it is hard to succumb to change. Like, but me and Zach talk about being uncomfortable. I step it up a notch. You got to be wildly uncomfortable. And the thing is, it's not physical. I'm not telling you to go run out naked in public or anything like that. I'm not telling you to deadlift 500 pounds, but what would you truly do for your family to separate it? If you're new to this business, it's going to be new. If it doesn't feel wildly uncomfortable, you ain't wholesaling. Like, I can't give you the comfort and the financial and physical freedom. You're just, they're not going to, it has not worked before. It did not work for me. It was terrible. And honestly, when I spent time with Zach, it just seemed like it was yesterday, he wasn't as preconditioned as most of us are. Like, you know what I'm saying? He did go to college. He did all that. But like, I was stuck. I tried to work somebody else's dream and I just got it handed to me and I got sick and tired of it. And I had to go through a 33. I finally woke up and said, this ain't right. Guys, I didn't have the tools you guys have now. So you have it. So stop using your old ways and try to filter it with the information we give you at Free Wholesaling. It's wildly uncomfortable, and stop comparing yourself to everybody else in these feeds. You get 1% better every day. It's human nature. Like, oh, he just got a deal. That's not fair. No, celebrate it. God, he's got a deal. Like, I'm close. He's using the same knowledge I am. I just need to apply the exact same disciplines he or she did. And yes, that's the difference. You just have to stop using your filter glasses, because I tried it. Most of you are going to try it. I'm going to tell you it won't work. Now, a few of you have the right glasses on to begin with. You're just in the wrong vehicle. But for the most part, is your parents won't tell you, your girlfriend, your husband, they're not going to tell you. You just have to make the change. And understanding you are doing something so different than anyone else, you are not going to align with them up front. But remember, it's always about your intentions. If your intention is to help your family, be there for when everyone's growing up, taking care of like the elderly people in your family, and just being there and then having money to help solve problems. Problems are always there, guys, and they're going to stack up in wholesaling. But the right knowledge with the right mindset. And the last tip I tell you, dude, just lose your ego. It's wrong. My ego is so wrong, I have to bury it. And you have to do that, because your ego is your self-image of what you think you should be, but it's not the reality of who you should be. And you got to let that sink in. And you guys are having conversations with yourself, doubting yourself. Am I doing the right knowledge? Am I doing the right thing? You don't know, because you're talking to yourself. And if you don't know, why are you having a conversation with yourself? So you got to mute that voice. It takes practice. But take the knowledge and stop filtering it through your old lens, because it's like using an old broken down car and trying to go on the speedway. It's not going to pick up the speed in wholesaling. We have to change cars, which is your mind, and just do the knowledge. And so, like, you'll see it over and over. Me and Zach, like, well, I tried this, but after 20 calls, I stopped, or I tried this. And I just want you to understand that we all go through it. The question is, can you break through it? Yeah. It's a yes or no question. And if you can't, you got to get out of the business, because I don't accept complaining and whining. You have to take actions. And we all have challenge. I've never met somebody in wholesaling that didn't have a challenge, like where they wanted to kind of quit. And once you have that conviction, you can break through it. But get rid of that filter and just lose your ego. The sooner you lose your ego, it's just life's easier. It's taken me a long journey to understand that. I don't care. I'm never here to brag. I cheer everyone's successes. I know you guys think we just destroy gurus. We're just trying to educate you. Yeah. They're all good people. I just don't agree with how they deliver the information. And that's another conversation, but keep going. That's
another combo. But guys, you don't get the knowledge right. FreeOlson.com. It's all there. And now once you get your knowledge right, guys, I don't think you guys understand. We just did FreeOlson.com 2.0. And so you go to FreeOlson.com. I don't see FreeOlson.com. Go to the description of the YouTube video right here. It's all in there. So don't worry about it. But just clear cookies. Go to FlipTheLurk.com. That's revamped. Everything's revamped. But we put so many new amazing videos in freelancing.com. There's so much. If you want to master cold calling, if you want to master SMS, you want to master everything, you just got to go there, right? I get people like everywhere. They say, Zach, I will pay you. We've gotten asked. I will pay you $4,000. Come to my market and teach me wholesaling for 2 weekends. And I'm like, well, first of all, that's a stupid deal for me, right? Like, I'm worth a lot more than that. But like, I'm just going to give the info at freelancing.com. Like, you want to come to me and say, Zach, what's your secret for SMS text blasting? My SMS part in the marketing module in freelancing.com. What's your cold calling script? Go to freelancing.com. You want to see me close sellers? Go to freelancing.com for cold calling. You want to see every single type of offer formula we make, freelancing.com. Every single closing script that Rick has taken 20 plus years, I have done 6+ years in this business to master perfectly, it's all at freelancing.com. And if you actually want to see the truth of, wait, Zach's saying that, but he probably has it somewhere hidden, a better acquisition system. I have live closings of me at freelancing.com using those same exact strategies, because those are the strategies that work. Freelancing.com literally has everything you need to know. So you ain't get the knowledge right. Knowledge is never the problem. You know, I always get people say this, you know, I can't learn how to code because I didn't go to college. It's like, that ain't the problem. You know, Harvard actually puts out their whole coding class on YouTube. It's all on there, the whole programming. You can learn Python, you can learn C++, you can learn all this stuff on YouTube, and Harvard's own classes are on there. So it's not the knowledge that's stopping you. It's you think you have to do, you're just thinking of excuse in your mind. You got to quit the excuses. The knowledge is there. You don't learn really anything. It's all online for free. And that's why we made freeolson.com, so you can learn it. Now, step three. So super important, but you guys have to go out here and create an action plan. Guys, you think of the greatest men and women of all time. I've always said this, right? Think of Alexander the Great. You think of George Washington. You think of Harriet Tubman. You think of Amelia Earhart. You think of all these great men and women in society that did great things, right? Even Napoleon. You think of all these things, World War II. You go out here, you do D-Day. You go through all these things, all the great military things. You think of Thomas Edison. You think of Tesla. You think of Elon Musk. You think of all these people, these great men and women that went out here and did awesome things. They did it all with a plan. And so two examples I love giving, right? I love giving Gandhi, right? Gandhi did a lot of change inside of India. I'm not getting political. I'm just saying he did. And he did that not because he was like, you know what? I'm just going to go scream in the middle and just bleh, just try to get. No, he made a plan and then he did it and it worked out, right? One really great example I always give to in America is MLK Jr., right? Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. saw a problem in the United States and said, I'm going to do something about it. Now, he didn't just go out in the streets willy-nilly and just started trying to make change, right? He got with other people. He made a plan, and then he went out and did it, right? That's how all military – and then think of military. Like, they all do the same thing. Every great military thing, they all made plans. Every great business leader has made a plan, a business plan, and then went after it. Why do you think you're any different? You are not. Every single great man and woman in the world that's done something amazing, they all made plans, and then they executed the plan. So you going out here and trying to do whatever you feel like for the day in wholesaling, it will not do well. That's not how you get anything done. If you legitimately want to get things done, create an action plan. And an action plan is divided into two things, a time budget and a money budget. How are you spending your time and how you're spending your money? That is it, right? Yeah, hit the action plan.
Yeah, it's and so many people in the topic, the group of wholesaling. So many think I got to go hire, call it a coach, guru, a consultant, and they're going to customize a plan. And dude, I'm here to tell you, man, I've been doing this a long time. You have to create your own plan. Everyone's so different. Everyone's finances are different. Your markets are different. Here's the secret. You're ultimately going to pick your plan anyways. And the idea is, here's how you structure it. Here's the rules. Here's the boundaries. Because it doesn't matter. If me and Zach sat here and did one-on-one with you, I wouldn't do it any different. Like, I've done this, so I wouldn't do it any different. That's the secret. It's at the end of the day, it's all going to wind on your lap. And when I sit down and I help anybody out, I just simply say, how are we going to, what's your list? How are we going to attack it? And what's your time and budget? That's it, guys. You don't need $10,000 consultant to tell you, because at the end of the day, you're ultimately responsible and you have to do it. And there's no way, like, I can move the chips around all you want. At the end of the day, this is just the truth.
Yeah.
And the other reason we don't do really like pure one-on-one, because I can't help enough of you by doing that. And remember, we're trying to get you jump-started in wholesaling and get you that first deal, get you to that first 100 grand. And that's where our laser focus is on it. After that, dude, you're going to get so customized and you're going to develop a niche that me and Zach are going to reach out to you. We're going to put a plan together, JV with you, and that's it. But
we do that.
Spark you and get you started. And it doesn't change. The day Zach started, I did the same thing. What's your time? What's your money? What's your budget? What's your plan? Boom. That's it. Now, Zach just, he learned when he had people call, when, before he started cold calling, we did bandit signs. He's like, I remember saying to him, I said, Zach, let's practice a script. You know what he said to me? He's like, I got this, Dad. And I had to watch, and any of you watch your kids like struggle with something, it's painful. But it's the best way to teach them to learn, because if you do too much for them, that's it. So he had to learn where people, he's like, man, people are rude. I got hung up. This guy lied to me. She was mean to me. She stood me up. I'm like, you know what I said to my son? Welcome to wholesaling. This is what your dad does. And Zach kind of like, I got it. It's not going to be super easy, but he never lacked the perseverance. And some of us have bad habits from before. Maybe we have a job where we just sit there and we don't feel validated, and I get just enough money to pay my bills and stuff. That's not a life, and I'm here to tell you. But he saw it, he struggled, and we don't want you to struggle, but I've always made my most money in wholesaling and real estate in general when I struggled. And I know that sounds weird because your brain works extra hard and your commitment goes crazy. The times I ever got in trouble wholesaling is when I took my foot off my gas and just thought I could automate the whole business and walk away. And I'm here to tell you, my biggest breakthroughs are always when I was the most frustrated. So if I'm connecting with anyone's out there, like, I've been swinging the bat 3 months or 6 months, I'm struggling, I'm doing that, great. You're that much closer. You can't stop. Are you going to let hundreds of hours just piss away into the wind? You can't. Guys, I had to do 12 years of struggle before I even like figured out the right vehicle. So many of you guys have a head start to do that. So if you're frustrated, it's been 3 to 6 months, don't stop. Use it as fuel. Throw it back in the coal. Make adjustments. Don't get me wrong. You have to adjust if it's not working and just kind of go back to it. But the action plan, you got to do it. And that way you can evaluate what's working, what's not working. And by the way, I've been doing this 20 years, constantly adjusting it. And luckily I work with my son and I can have somebody else look over my shoulder and go, okay, we're not doing this, we're doing that. It took him to go, hey, you got to do cold calling. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that. That was my ego talking. I had more than the skill sets to do the cold calling. I decided in my mind I wasn't going to do it. And I had to have a 16, 17 year old, son say, let's make a change. I said, well, let's give it a shot. And he sat there and instantly did 10,000 cold calls. I was just like, wow. And I just want you to understand, he had struggles. He had it with the bandit signs. He definitely had it with the cold calling. And that struggle is made it's who I am. It's made who my son is. And guys, don't worry about it. If your wife or your husband sees you struggling, that's good because you're doing everything you can to move forward. If you're having a partner struggle or you have a family member in the business, they see you struggling, hey, that's good. Nothing's ever just super easy and cookie cut, or everybody would do it, right?
I've said this. So like, you guys think of every superhero movie or cool movie or fun movie, right? Every single pretty much amazing TV show, movie, whatever you want to call it, goes through something called the hero's journey, right? And they're all cool, right? Star Wars, you look at the Marvel, your Batman, whatever it is. All the movies pretty much have a very easy going process where they got the intro story with the hero has a villain, and then the villain, you know, does something bad to the hero goes through extreme struggle and strife and struggle, and then they overcome it, defeat the problem, and then boom, victorious, woo, right? You think of Rocky, you think of all these things, right? Go watch Rocky IV, and like it's the funniest part because it's like, yeah, duh, right? You know, oh, he's beating me
Rocky,
up.
Rocky to me is one of the most unbelievable stories.
The backstory, that's crazy.
It's the man just Rocky, the founder of KFC, at what age? Like 65. He went to hundreds of physical sales calls to try to pitch his idea. And he just got rejected for years. He goes, no, I'm so convicted this is going to work out. And these guys were like close to living on the street, like extreme stuff. Okay. So really look at your struggle and go, okay, listen, if you're sleeping with a roof over your head and you have protection and you have people who loved you, you're better off than most of the world. It's just the truth. So we have to put in reality what our struggle is, because sometimes we go, I'm struggling. I'm like, back it up. What is your real struggle? You're living, you're breathing, people love you, you got a roof over your head, you have some money to pay bills. I get it. You want to change. So you got to start listening to your language, because it's your language is everything. Most of you aren't, you have no idea what struggle is when we talk about stuff like this. So you go, okay, I'm not really struggling. I've got to light that fire. I've got to do this because I'm struggling if I want to make 20 cold calls or 100. That's still not a struggle. It's a time commitment. And I want you to understand, like when people go, hey, Rick, I'm struggling. I'm like, okay, well, tell me your struggles. I'm like, that's not a struggle. You got to turn it up. If you really want to make it in this business, you got to go. What's your action plan? Oh, I just kind of made some calls. I'm like, well, you know, either you, what is the saying? You fail to plan or plan to fail. You've got to have some measurable steps. Now, me and Zach try to simplify, because I think most people in this business way overcomplicate it. And then you got to do the action. So a plan with the action, I rarely see somebody fail doing that. But if I have to break anyone down, I go, hey, what's your plan? And what kind of, and I can tell by the details if they've like gone through it. Now, some plans, I'm going to be honest, they're way overthought, like way overthought. At some point in my business, I think I had like 40 or 50 KPIs. And I just said, this is ridiculous. I'm spending more time analyzing numbers than we're actually taking action. So action will supersede most of it, but action without any type of plan is a temporary fix. So combine them together and you're well on your way.
Yeah. And so the thing you got to understand here is creating that action plan, right? First and foremost, the action plan, it's a time and money and budget. We actually show how to do it at freelancing.com. And so how do you create your action plan, right? So there's three ways to do it, right? And I mean, I've figured out there's three ways, right? And I love doing it. So first of all, you just message us in the portal we have at flipthirkplus.com. So you can join Flipthirk Plus. Anyone in Flipthirk Plus can tell you. You can just click a button, talk to me or Rick and DM us and tell us what you're going on, your business. I'm going to ask you a lot of important questions, your marketing, all this stuff. And then I'll just send you over an action plan. I've promised every single person. And still, as of this video, if you sign up there, I will do it, right? We got it straight to our phone.
Do it. And the idea is like some people are like, I'm just as hard of you when you do the Flip with Rick Plus as I am here. It's just a little bit more extended version of it, but I'm going to use the same information. So if you're struggling with money, it doesn't matter to me. I'm looking for people that want to take the action, that are super excited about this business, that want to light the world on fire and bring their family with it, because that's the passion I have for this business. You guys see it in my son. And I go, man, we got to spread this word past us, because the best way to create a legacy is connect with as many people as I humanly possibly can in the wholesaling business. This is why me and Zach have taken the action plans of where we are today. This is a 21-year journey. I didn't think of this yesterday or last night or a year ago. Honestly, I've always had this in my head. And sometimes I already told you I'm an ADHD admitted person. My son's able to get in my head and go, okay, we can organize, we can do this. Because I said, listen, I want to light the world on fire. I have struggles too. I'm very good at wholesaling. I'm not like the master organization. I struggle even just turning on this tech device to talk to you guys today. But I don't let that get my way. And I don't spend time coding and learning this stuff, because it's not my superpower and it never will be. And honestly, as technology gets better, I'm going to rely on more people to help me out. The most important thing is the message. How can I help the most people? And you put 100 people in front of me, I guarantee I get 5 to 7 to light the world up. I guarantee it. And it comes down to, I'll give you the information. And if you do nothing with it, I sleep at night, because I'm not taking 5-10 grand from you. If you guys want to light it up, I'll take you to the moon. And I'm telling you, my goal is to do a deal with everybody that connects with me on here. And we're trying to create the biggest environment in wholesaling to do that without all that crap and fluff. Just let's just get that. My favorite thing is just to work on deals. When me and Zach aren't working with you guys, we just work on deals. It's my favorite. So in the rare event I don't have a deal, I love working with you guys. It's my favorite thing to do. And it 20 years of my mind, this race, how can I work with everybody across the country? And I thought maybe coaching and one-on-one, it's not. It's a very limited effect you have on this world by doing it. See, because to me, if I can wait and I can help out as many people as possible, I'm not worried the money will come to me. That's why I bypass the whole coaching and one-on-one mentorship, because to me, that's a just temporary fix.
No, we don't do that. So Flipthirk Plus, remember, if you've done a JV deal with us before, it's on myfavorite.com. It's free. You pay a small fee to just be in it. And the point of that is I get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of DMs a day. I can't do an action plan for every single one. Heck, I think I probably got 15 DMs for action plans yesterday. And I it's pretty simple. You know, to be honest, I'm just, you know, if I'm on the toilet or something, I just pop out 10 right there. Like, it's pretty easy. You know, I like, it's simple for me to go do it, right? I'm stuck in traffic. I can just do 2 or 3 of them. And
guys, there's no filters with us. We don't hire VAs from like the Philippines and
It's perfectly good to me.
Yeah, we're looking for authentic connections. That's my favorite thing in the world. And honestly, I've created some of the best business partners in the world just by doing this message. And we have made it where it's 100% available for free. But the price you're going to pay for it, you just got to take action. And
yeah,
it's one deal. Like, it's not a big deal. So we made it to where, okay, how can we make it fair for everyone? And the idea is I'm looking to build like serious relationships.
And so currently what we're doing right now in that is yesterday we did a bonus live stream where shout out to Patrick. Patrick, this is a funny story. He actually did a one of the callers I did yesterday, Tuesday on my live stream. He didn't answer me, but Patrick called him and the guy was decently okay. And he was too scared to call. He was brand new. And so on the thing, you can actually see it. I actually went out here, and if anyone can back me up, I called the seller with him as a partner, and we negotiated the deal down pretty good. I think we got 70% off the listing price, so we're trying to get that deal locked up. Virtual, but I'm not getting paid on it. I'm just doing it for free for the guy.
Yeah, and it's just being authentic. Now, our goal is to teach Patrick, like, that fear is just inside your head. Let me show you, like, I'll just do it. I don't even know the guy. I just know how to talk to people. And the whole goal is just to push you guys. Freewholesaling.com, as I've committed over 3 years doing 100% everything for free, it's all there. That's all you need. But if you want that extra boost, let's do a deal together. And if you want to bypass it and just connect with us, we made it a simple fee where you can connect with. But I'm all about authenticity. And you guys, the ones that I message here, I just love it. Like, it's like, hey, let's go get a deal. Let's work together. And I'm blunt and to the point because I'm not going to fluff you. It's not a $10,000 course. I'm like, hey, this is what you need to do. If you're not going to do it, it ain't going to work.
And also remember this, we got the free live events at flipwithirkplus.com. And so y'all can fly out, come see me, shake my hand, give us a hug if you want, and tell me about your business and I'll tell you what to do. That's kind of the point. If anyone comes there, I'm telling you, you're part of Flip With Irk Plus, it's free. And so you can really just go in a room with us and talk to us, right? Yeah. Boom. It's right. So that's another way to do it. On top of that, we do the YouTube free one-on-ones. And so if you're in the backstage, we're going to get to as many as we possibly can. Now, with over 130,000 combined subscribers on all of our YouTube channels, we try to get to as much as humanly possible. And obviously, we try our best. Or you can create your own based off freeolson.com. Let me tell you the truth. If you go to a Flip With Irk Plus live event that's free and you get to talk to us, if you DM me your information and I give you an action plan. Heck, you go on the one-on-one YouTube. What I do is I literally do this. This is super simple. I take where your market is at. I say, okay, do I know four or five other successful wholesalers in that market? What do they do? Mm-hmm. What works? What doesn't work? And then I figure out what their marketing is. I figure out what their time and money budget is, and I just connect it. Let me tell you the honest truth. If you're doing in-person wholesaling in a good wholesaling market, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be cold calling and reverse drawing for dollars. And then the free texting method we always talk about. If it's not those things, I'm probably not going to say, I'm not the type of guy to tell you to drop $7,000 on some PPC SEO thing. Okay. Like, if that ain't me, that's probably not what's best for you on your budget and everything like that. But if you go up to us and talk to us, we're love to help you guys out. And at freeolson.com, we show you how to do it yourself. It's not that complicated.
And guys, when we do the live events, it's going to be listen, I have no problem live events. Listen, they cost money. Everyone's got to commit time and fly it out. But when we get there, we're going in and just talking wholesaling. And we can break it down to like markets and everything like that. But like, I don't have guest speakers coming to sell you anything. You're not going to get the motivational story. You already know it. You already know what me and Zach are from. So why not? Let's just get down to business 8 hours and just crush it. Like, just do it. Because there's all the fluster. Honestly, a 2-day event with us is probably like 6 days with anybody else. I mean, I have no problem with it, but like, I'm not going to give you the backstory unless you want it. And we got plenty of time to talk about that. We're just going to get into it and we're not going to sell you anything. We're just going to like work on deals. And then the thing is, we can work with you before and we can work with you after. And we simplify this business. It's way overcomplicated. And I miss like the real connection, but like, I got to tell you, I go to events all over the country and it's just, there's such a disconnect of being genuine and like who's selling and what's going on. And like, I get it. Everyone's got to make a living, but you know what me and Zach are all about? We're just straightforward. I love wholesaling. It's what I do. I do it. I'm right here in the state of Florida. I do it all over the country. And what better way to get two minds? Because I think Zach's mind works differently than me. And I think it's a good thing.
Understatement.
We work together on it. And our whole focus is always wholesaling. Now, I know every other strategy because I've been doing it a long time. And I can cater to those much more in a live event than I can on like a, just a live stream. So yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I promise you, I'm going to surprise the heck out of you guys because it's going to be fun. But you know, nobody gives more content than me and Zach in wholesaling. That is fact. Anybody can debate me on it. Let's go. What do you think is going to happen in a one-on-one environment? It's going to be crazy. And it's a good type of thing because
we're excited about it.
I'm authentic. That's what I want to do. I want to build connections. I want to build relationships. And why not have an event? And if you're part of the Flip with Rick Plus, it's free. You're not going to get some like $5.99 fee to show up. Listen, I know it takes time and energy to come out. Some of you have to fly out. And I believe we're going to do the first one sometime in October. We're finalizing details and it'll be a lot of fun. So
that's it. We're excited for it. And so this brings us to step four. Let's get that action plan. We're going to mix in our why, which is our motivation of why we want to get it going. And we're going to mix that with massive action. Let me explain this one last time. We're going to mix in why we want to get it going, our fire, with a ton of action. What's this action? Your cold calling, your text blasting, whatever it is that you're going out here, your direct mail, reverse drawing frogs, whatever it is. If you mix in your fire to fuel yourself with that massive action, you go out here and you do it consistently. That's it. Like, guys, this isn't the rah-rah guru stuff that's going to get you super excited or going to go. Like, this is just practical advice, okay? Take a lot of action and make sure you have some fuel backing it up. If you're here to take care of your family and your financial freedom forever, there's nothing I can tell you. There's nothing more I can tell you to motivate you. You got to get yourself. Get your butt on fire. Get out of bed. Get it going. That's it. Simple as that. Take the action, massive action, and go after it. And it's really not that complicated, right? If you already have a plan set out, hey, I got to do 500 drawing for dollars leads this week. There's no contesting it. There's no, I don't feel today. I have a headache. No, you just 500 is what it needs to be done. And we're about to go out here and do it, right?
Yeah. I don't really have anything to add to it.
There's not. You got to do the work.
Sometimes when I say don't filter the message we give you, like I'm not even going to filter this for you. The biggest piece people miss in the whole thing is actually taking the action. And I get it, but it's just the truth. It's the fact. Stop filtering it and just do just like it says. And you'll be very successful.
Exactly. And so last but not least, it's pretty simple, right? Consistently take that action, keep it up. And here's the secret to go from 100K a year to 120K a year to 150K a year to 300 to 4 to 5 to a million. It's pretty simple, but you just take consistent action and you just every single month or year, you just up the output with employees, not by yourself, over time. So you're not working more, you're just making more money. So for example, if you're cold calling right now and you're doing 1,000 cold calls, let's say for drawing for dollars leads a month, guess what? Do 1,200 the next year, 1,500 a month, then 2,000, and then have employees do an extra 1,000. Guys, you're not going to get more deals without upping the marketing and the lists. It doesn't work like that. To get more deals, you have to market more. You just can't magically squeeze more deals out of the same list like by a 3 or 4X count, right? You could possibly do it with some strategies, but when you really want to go from 100K a month to $1 million, yes, you want to get your margins up, right? You want to squeeze more per list, but a lot of it's just creating more output, right? That's the secret to making millions of dollars.
Yeah, but yeah, and I can't really see the comments, but well, I'm trying off my phone, but people are like, yeah, I'd be okay with like 5 to 10K a month. Like, let's just start with a deal. Yeah. Like, don't put the cart before the horse. And listen, we all want to make the 100K a month plus. I want you to make $1 million, but you have to start. And that, how do you start? Action plan. And then you got to take a massive amount of action. And then you're going to have the conviction and the belief to get through your first deal. And when you have struggles and you're saying, hey, Zach, Rick, I've called 1,000 people. Like I'm running out of like energy. I'm like, remember back when you started, you lit that fire on there. You said you would do whatever it took to get it done. What happened? And then you just kind of like, I peeled it apart from there. That's it. You got to have the same energy from the day you started, because it you are going to hit a lot of walls. It's not if, it's when. And the question is, are you going to bust through that wall? Your output has to be unbelievable. And then once you get to the point where, like, you got deals and then, like, you just run out of time, but you got money, then that's when you start scaling employees. So many of you guys are making the mistake. You're trying to scale employees from day one. Unless you have a unique situation, you have a very well-paying job, and you have a strong foundation on how to do cold calling and these campaigns, most of the time you do the journey. Zach probably made the first 100,000 cold calls before we brought people in. Why? It's what you got to learn how to do the cold calls, and then you got to learn how to manage people to do that. Yeah. And they're two different skill sets. And remember, our focus is on getting you your first deal, get you that first 100K. Why am I going to teach you how to run a staff? Well, I got to teach you how to run yourself. And once you have that mindset, then this journey is going to help you develop the leadership skills to lead other people. And you got to understand, it took me, I don't know, probably 15 years to have the skill set to work with my son. That's just my process. We're all different. Some of you can pick it up in a year, and I find that unbelievable. And I've seen people like that. And some of you take 15, 20 years, but that's fine. But the really cool thing is I ran my business holes, I think 7 years all by myself. And I'm not super proud of that, because that was my own doing and my ego getting in the way, but it is giving me a higher power understanding wholesaling, in my opinion, firmer than anybody else that's actively teaching it, because I've been so in the trenches for so long. It's a gift when I talk. It's a gift that I've earned by right. So being in the trenches so long, remember, guys, I had to fight out of the worst economy real estate's ever seen. And you want to talk about conviction? I had two children, a mortgage, everything else, and I just quit a massive corporate job. So I'm here to tell you is, what I thought was a curse winds up being a gift, and the world and God has a way to put these things together. And that's why I believe I'm in front of you here. And then along with my young son that understands and gets it, he's everything I wanted to do back then. I just don't know how to do it. And the reason Zach is there is he just watched the actions I took and goes, damn, my dad just does stuff. And like, and here's the gift to him. I was always there. So I could go to wrestling tournaments. I could do that stuff. My corporate job, I couldn't. I had to struggle just to get out to see his like Thanksgiving theater thing at school. I like beg for it. I go, please. My boss is sitting there pounding me every minute. I go, I can't stand this. And so my key to you is, when you take this, is my gift to you is, I've been in the trenches so long, I believe I'm more qualified than anybody else out there. Because a lot of people in 2 years, they got this massive staff and they're like, hey, I'm so proud. I think that's awesome. I just didn't have that ability. Call it ADHD. I just couldn't get out of my own way. And I've gone through a process. I've let my ego go and I work with my son. And that's why I think what we do is a lot, it's just magical. I think anybody that inspires you and helps you in wholesaling, I just, God bless them. But everyone's like, what's your unique advantage? Like you and your son. I'm like, it's much more than father, son. Like, I mean, and Zach's still in the trenches too, and he enjoys it. And I'm learning to get him a little bit out of the trenches, but he has that same fire in me. He doesn't have the ADHD. He took his mother's side, God bless. And what you think is a curse sometimes winds up being a blessing to you. So if you ever had a child that had like special needs or something, it brings out the extreme gifts in people and teaches you to be like empathetic, and you know, love in that is the real gift. And so many times you guys think something's a curse. And I tell you, I felt like I was getting burnt out in wholesaling. And then I finally figured it out. And so that's my rant on it. Guys, you've got to get out of your own way. Get to your first deal. Just get there. Stop worrying about 5-10. I'll get you to 100K. You got to get to the first deal. And the only way you can do that is with an action plan and just taking a ton of action. And it's not always going to feel good. And if it doesn't feel good, you are on the right path.
I agree. I agree 100%. Guys, consistently take action. It'll lead you to wholesaling success. And remember, you're not alone on this, right? There's other people in the live streams. You got wholesaling also for real you can hang out with. Make sure you guys connect with so many other people. JV, do amazing stuff. And like always, go to stinkingfreewholesaling.com to learn wholesaling real estate absolutely for free. And that's it, guys and gals. That is how you get your top 5 steps, become a millionaire in wholesaling real estate. So What we're going to do right now is answer some questions, see how it can help you guys out so much, and get it going. And so Jake said, is Rick in the panhandle? That is Miami. Gabe says, my action plan is to see if Rick or Zach can answer my third request to see if they're doing JV deals in California. Gabe, the answer is currently is no. Okay. Yeah. And so if I don't know why you're upset at that, but heck, sorry, like make your own dispo thing in California. The point of what we do for our JV is we're trying to build it out slowly because we're getting overwhelmed. And so one thing we did do for Flip the Rick Plus, though, is I know a lot of people in Flip the Rick Plus in California. I have a whole Flip the Rick Plus California group inside of Flip the Rick Plus that, heck, you want to go out here in sellmypaper.com. You can submit your deals to Flip the Rick Plus students and Flip the Rick Plus members. And then those people just do deals with you because they already have the buyers and they're making a ton of money already. Boom. Simple. And so, Gabe, go to sellmypaper.com, submit your deal outside of wherever the markets we do, and all my California people will see it and they'll do JV deals with you. It's a great conference. I don't make any money off of it either. I want everyone flipthorkplus.com to be making so much stinking money off of it that it's a no-brainer. And they do some JV deals with me too, and boom, it all works out.
Yeah, and Gabe, keep in mind, this is a process and a community we're building. And I just can't pop up 50 states and go, okay, and then you guys are like, well, you know, you don't really have any connections. Listen, California's, unfortunately, I just don't spend a lot of time in California. And I do have networks in California, but they're slim. It's a very dynamic market, to say the least. Yeah, so
I need a million.
You set people up for the most amount of success. Now, I would love to do it in the future. And how do we do that? The more people that join our community, the more people that subscribe to Flip with Rick and Zach and Rick, and then people who want to take it the next step, JV with us and work with us for free with Flip with Rick Plus, we can build it out. But everything, guys, this has been a 21-year venture to get to everything we're presenting to you now. Most course stuff like that, they're put together in like a year, and people that we make a ton of money. I've bypassed the money. I'm looking long-term. I want to build something that nobody else is doing wholesaling. I know we're doing it. And I know we got a lot of, you know, people like, hey, what are you doing? Listen, I have nothing but love for everybody in this business. But just because we do things differently doesn't make us enemies. It doesn't. When people do things differently, it just feels. Remember the word uncomfortable? Me and Zach, the reality is we make a lot of people uncomfortable in this business because I don't do anything like I believe you duplicate strategies that make money, but like when it comes to teaching people with the changes we've had in the last 20 years, I just don't know why we just don't have a better way to do it. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I want to partner with you guys. I make it a zero filter. And not only do you get 50% of it, you get with each deal. I've had people who've done 7 deals with me. I give them 7 years of access. Crazy. Think about it. I could say, oh, it's only good for every 3 months. No. Why? Because that person's just going to continue to build a relationship. And then we move on to doing bigger things, apartments, commercial buildings. And guys, I started out flipping tiny little houses, and the stuff I'm doing now, like I wouldn't have figured it in my wildest dreams. How did I do it? I just took action and I moved forward. And that's the beauty of what we're doing. And why I love this way is because it shows the authenticity of what we want to do. We want to make money with you guys. I don't want to get rich off just pure coaching to me because it's just one-sided transaction. Do people benefit from it? Absolutely. But how much impact can I have? How many people can pay me $5,000 or $10,000 just to do that, like coaching? I want to do deals with you guys. So we have a platform where you can do everything for free. You can actually get Flip with Rick Plus for free. And if you want to do that, you pay a small fee. And then you get 2 live events. I just can't make it more interactive. And I'm giving you a direct path to connect with me, and you get a no BS answer. Hey, here's what you need to do. And then we have extended live streams, stuff like that, where you can, there's just so much opportunity to connect with us. It's to me, it's the greatest thing in wholesaling. I just don't know how else to say it. And right now it's like me and Zach were like, we just love doing this. And so we're a couple hundred miles apart, whatever it is. And it's like, we're committed to doing this. We're not going
exactly. Anymore. And so, we're going to do some one-on-ones right now. So if you want to hop on and do a one-on-one with us, just go to Wholesaling House for Real, a Facebook group, and we'll hop on. So I'm putting the link for everyone to learn how to do the one-on-ones. Everyone's like, how do I get the one-on-ones with you guys? All you got to do here is go to the Facebook group. So here it is. This is Wholesaling Houses for Real. And basically all you got to do is click here. Boom. And you click the StreamYard link. Boom. Click there and you'll be on, able to talk to us one-on-one for free. Just like Christopher here. Christopher, what's up?
Christopher.
Yo. Hello. Christopher.
Okay.
All right.
We'll come back.
Oh, are you on? All right. Jason.
Hey, no, I'm here. I'm here. Hey. Hey,
what's up, man?
Hey, good evening, guys. So, man. So,
good question. How can I help you out?
Yeah, it's been a few months, man, and I'm still going at it. I downloaded Deal Machine the other day, 2 days ago, and I was able to get a good amount of leads. I think, though, I'm sure you guys have referred to it before. I'm doing this manually, so making each call, but I feel like I've spoken to at least three people already that were like, dude, we just sold the house. So, I mean, is that something you guys would just say, hey, maybe that's the one thing, you know, you would spend money on, is trying to find a multi-line dialer to get through those leads much quicker?
It's a double-edged sword. So, yeah, a multi-line dialer is great, right? You can use any dialer you want out here. But to be honest, like, you got to remember, if you don't have the budget for it, it's not worth it. And so with a multi-line dialer, yeah, you get in front of more calls. But the problem is you're going to have to buy a lot more numbers. And so some people think, oh, I'm just going to have four lines and do a triple line dialer. You become spam instantly. The general rule of thumb I tell everyone is you probably need 10 numbers per line dialer. So if I'm doing a single line dialer, 10 is probably the amount of numbers I should have. Triple line dialer, 30. 10 line, 100, right? And those ain't cheap to do. And you got to constantly rotate numbers. And so unless you're willing to do a big volume, and the thing with a triple line dialer is you need big volume, dude. And from drawing for dollars, you don't really need that. Like triple line dialers, you got thousands and thousands and thousands of calls to do. And from drawing for dollars, I don't think there is in Palm Beach for you like that. So that's what I think.
Okay. Okay. I had more questions, but somehow I thought I was like further down in the queue. So my mind just blanked. So you can go ahead to the next person.
Yeah, and part of it, it's a little bit of a personal preference. And it kind of comes down to the plan you've set in motion. Because remember, you got to figure your time and your budget. And part of it is a big part of it's a math problem. Like someone tells me, Rick, I got enough gas just to put in my tank. And here's what I do. You get the car, you drive for dollars, you're going to go try to get 500 leads, and you're going to manually skip them. And we're going to get through that process first. And then some people have some more tools. So you got to pick the path. And the reason for the action plan, the plan, is because if you don't have a plan, you start to wing it. And if you got ADHD like me, that's not good. Because if you're not having success, you'll quickly waver and then you'll create another plan. And that's the problem with like people like me, is if you don't commit to a plan, it doesn't mean you don't pivot and change, but you got to give it a shot. And so you got to come back, because then you start manually dying. Like, oh, man, this isn't working. This guy just sold a house. I missed it by a day. And then you start questioning everything you're doing. Listen, you're going to have misses. You're going to have disgusting people that are nasty to you. And this all comes back to, hey, take a plan, take an action. Because when you're done, you go, listen, I did everything I needed to do today. And some days are massive wins. And some days are like, I'm getting closer. And so my advice to you is go back and just kind of look at like what your plan is. Your questions are extremely valid. But there's a lot of pieces I'd have to look at you if I was going to give you a thorough, okay, go back to your plan. What's your time? What's your budget? And just be honest with yourself. And I'm not the type of guy who says rack stuff up on a credit card and figure it out later. I think that's reckless and it's irresponsible. And it's okay if like somebody put a message in here, I don't have a cell phone. I go, listen, you can go get a cell phone for $100. Go figure out, sell some dang lemonade and get the dang cell phone and then like start working on leads. Like, the question is, do you want it? Will you earn the $100 to go do that? I can't tell you if you're going to do that. And only you have to make the decision on the dial. Yes, the dialer will make you more efficient, but it does create, you got to look at the budget. It will save you time, but it's going to cost you more money. So look at your plan very carefully and do that calculation. And that will kind of keep you on a guided rail. It doesn't mean you can't pivot and change, but you got to give the plan a shot. Otherwise, I was a little reckless when I started. I was like, okay, I'm going to spend $300 to see how that goes. That is a recipe for disaster. So I had people that, Rick, I have no money. I got a cell phone. I got a little bit of gas in my car. I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do. And that's the kind of action. You just got to take the filters off and remove your ego, Jason. Like, just remove it and be honest. Because if you have obligations with family and stuff like that, you have to consider that. When I started in wholesaling, I had some money, but the obligations were huge. And the fear of my wife's like eyes were like even bigger. And I'm like, okay, I got to come up with a plan. And I started without a plan and I quickly shift to a plan. That's what I want you to do, is just look at it. And remember, you have to answer yourself. You're the one that has to be accountable to the plan. Period.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So I know you guys don't really like when people come to you and say, hey, I have like this amount of money, what should I do? But I used to work at Publix, and I actually cashed out some of the stocks I purchased there, thankfully, when I worked there.
Good decision.
What was that?
Good decision.
Yeah, so they're going to distribute the checks within a few days, and I was just planning on getting PropStream, and then scrubbing like the list against like my Driving for Dollars, so I could get like a smaller list. So after I've like paid a few stuff, I'll maybe have maybe $1,200. Again, I know you guys aren't into like that sort of advice on what you would do with that, but really, it's what. And I know there's already videos on it, but like, what would you say? Like, listen, I've been doing this for months. I don't feel discouraged. I absolutely love it. I really do. Zach helped highlight a few things about me that I slowly as a person, try to understand. Like, for example, one, laziness, and then inconsistency, and not tracking KPIs, and those are things that I'm more invested in now, making sure I can reach as many people as possible, which is not really easy with the single line dialer, but making offers. I do have an appointment on Saturday because I saw someone with a for sale by owner sign. It wasn't on Zillow or anything. But what would you guys, suggest? Please, it's okay. Even I'm not going to hold you guys to it, but I do, like everyone else here, find you guys as your opinion alone, not just your knowledge, just your opinion alone, very valuable. So,
and this is simple, man. You've been at it for a while in Palm Beach. And so let me ask you a simple question. How many buyers do you have? Like legit buyers?
About five.
Five. What areas do they want you to buy in?
All of them are all Palm Beach County, actually.
All of them. So they'll do Belgrade?
Probably not. Belgrade, I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably not buying in Belgrade. So first and foremost, when I get someone say, oh, they're all Palm Beach, I'm like, they usually ain't going to do Belgrade, right? Like, and so
avoid Belgrade.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
So you just can't keep them. Oh, they're going to do all Palm Beach. And if you give them a deal in Belgrade, they're not going to let you do it. They're going to be like, no, I don't want that. Right. And so here's the thing. That being said, you need to catch these buyers down. You got to get an actual pinpoint of where they're looking to buy, where they're not looking to buy. When they say, oh, to buy anything, it's never the case. Okay, you actually got to pinpoint where they want to buy, then pinpoint your marketing to that. You've had this problem where you're all over the board a lot, which isn't a bad thing, right? You're trying to get as much going. I get it, right? You're trying to throw, see what sticks.
Yeah.
You're working on your KPIs, and so let's talk about KPIs for a second. You're talking about triple line dialer, single line dialer. How many calls have you personally made in the last 7 days?
In the last 7 days, man, I really don't know within the last 7 days. What I've just been doing is
still have the KPI problem, bro. If you don't even know how many calls you made, I don't know how I can give you an action plan. We got to work on that first, man.
Your action plan is what's going to make you accountable to yourself.
And first and foremost, Jason, do you have an action plan?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Do you have an action plan right now?
Yeah, I do actually have an action plan, yeah.
What's the action plan?
For me is I already completed part of it, which is every week, twice out of the week, I'll go get at least 500 leads every week. And after that, the other days are actually just hard dedicated to using True People Search to contact them. One day, or from 9 in the morning till 4 or 5, because I listen to you guys, I call from 5 to 7, 8. I'll skip trace and just put them in Excel first. Then at 5 o'clock, I'll just call the rest of the days.
Okay. And so you have an action plan. So the next part of the action plan is you got to make a log of what you do. And so you can track it. The problem is, man, I personally can't give you anything because I don't know based on what you've done, if that's working or not. I don't know if you did 100 contacts in a week. I don't know if you got 10 contacts in a week. Unfortunately, every single person's different.
Yeah. When you guys say contacts, are you guys mean actually hellos. Okay. Yeah.
Not FSBO, but like off market deals.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure I've maybe close to it this week at least, for sure.
For sure what?
I've had close to 100 this week. Let's see here. Maybe not. Okay. So this week alone, starting from this Monday, because I have it here right in Excel, starting with my first person, Aquilina Rosales. I've only been able to touch 45 people. But that's why I asked the manual question. The question about, you know, the cold calling and, you know, if I should just do my best to try and find a way to get those dollars. I know maintenance is also expensive, but for 45, it's from what I'm seeing here.
If you're using truepeoplesearch.com and not willing to pay for the skip tracing, I'd probably not get a triple line dialer.
Okay.
Jason, how many sticky notes did you put out last week?
I did not put out any with the reverse frame for now last week.
So let me give you an action plan. And if you come back to me and say, I don't have an action plan, then I'm going to call you a liar because I'm going to remember this one. All right.
Okay.
So we've done a lot of these calls and I want this to be one of the last ones we have to get your deal. So we're going to do this. We are going to get 500 contacts in a week. And that's all we're going to focus on. 500 contacts. Hellos. Half those contacts should be from calling drawing for dollars and the other half should be from government lists. That's it. So in a month, that's 2,000 at least. Okay. If you're getting 2,000 hellos on reverse drawing for dollars and government lists, you shouldn't have an issue. 2,000. I want you to tally every single time you get one though and come back to me.
Okay.
If I don't, I need the data though. If I don't have the data, I can't help you out.
No worries. I'll make sure I'll have that. And I'll make sure I have that. So next month on the 18th, we'll come back to it.
We'll see. You tell me what the action plan is.
Yeah. So I'm going to at least, get every week. I need to at least contact at least 500 people from driving for dollars and, from government list. So at the end of the month, we should be sitting at around 2,000. Obviously, going for more is going to be better, but we're going to do that. I'm not going to try that. We're going to do that. And, I'd say I'm going to add to that and hopefully make, every day I can call and get someone. Hopefully I can make at least, one offer maybe. And I think that's another big issue too.
Let's focus on that first and let's see where we're at, man.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it.
We're here to help you out. So like part of you is just telling you the truth. It's not to rattle your cage, but it kind of is going, hey, you got to keep pushing forward. You're not experiencing anything I've never experienced. You got to keep going. You got to keep upping it because let me ask you, what'd you do before wholesaling?
Before that I was a supervisor at a call center, which is in Boca.
Just remember that last antidote. It's like you got to take your old filter off to go to your new self. It's one of the hardest parts of the journey. It doesn't happen overnight. It's just the truth. It's a skill you have to build up. So if you went to the gym, you started lifting and it hurt like hell, it takes time. This is no different. We just got to keep pushing forward and making progress. Nothing's perfect. You just got to keep going forward. I like your attitude with it. But you got to be accountable to your numbers. And that's what me and Zach were trying to share with you. So
I agree.
Keep building on everything we talked about it and just keep going forward. Okay.
Okay. All right. And just to make sure again, guys, I'm sorry. Just you know, each week, is it we're going to do like 250 like government and 250 driving for dollars?
Contact. Is that any more? Oh, even better.
Okay. Okay.
Contacts. Hellos. Contact.
Hellos. Okay. All right. And you know what? I will do the, I will skip trace those numbers. I really was planning on doing that with the driving for dollars on Deal Machine, but I realized with the free version, you'll have to
pay for it. I don't care. Contacts are their owner. So whatever you do to get to that point, I don't care. Figure out, okay. You got to figure out yourself.
Okay. Reverse driving for dollars too. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate thank you, guys. It. Boom. Joyce.
Yes.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Of course. How can I help you out today?
I'm new to this journey, and it's crazy that I actually do driving for dollars. And I came across looking for a property, and I got a land.
Okay. Land deal?
Yes.
Okay, and, where?
I'm in Texas, Houston, but the land is in Brookshire, Texas. It's it's growing now.
Okay.
And yes, I don't know if you know a little bit about that. It's been hard for me because first when I talked to the seller, he was willing to sell for 160. It's 3 acreage, 1.5 with water, sewer, and electrical. The 2 acreage is unrestricted, no zoning. But he received a letter that said that the appraisal went up.
From who? The government?
From the city, from Waller County City. Yes. So now he wants 300. Since I'm new, I was like, I'm gonna try to make it happen. I signed the contract and everything, but I don't know how to make him actually do things faster because he doesn't have a title, and the family's deceased, and most of the people there, they have lots and land, but they saw, you know, it's a little bit older people, and they want that price, and that's what it is, and they don't want to argue. So I don't know how to deal actually with that, convince them, you know. I talk to them like family members, you know, but I don't know how to, convince the seller to go down in price. And I just don't know how to do all that. I don't know what you can tell me, but that's what's coming to me. I started driving for a dollar, but it's more like land coming to me. And I tried to talk to a real estate agent. She told me, I'll give you, let's partner. Let me get 50%. But whenever I was there to ask for, you know, questions, even the assignment, I did an assignment by myself and it was wrong. The title didn't accept. So she was not, I couldn't find her. So it's just, I don't know what to do and what's the best approach you can tell me. How to, besides, you know, be humble, you know, them like, you know, somebody I know, I think something that you said on your YouTube, but how to get them to lower the prices. And I don't know if you know anything about land too.
Yeah. First of all, let's take a breath, right? Like, don't worry about this. Yeah, I think you're overthinking this. First and foremost, land I'm not the biggest fan of. But there's one market where land works really well for some reason. That's Houston. That's the state of Texas. So you got lucky with that, right? Now,
yeah.
With land deals, and we talk about this at freelancing.com. Obviously, you could spend your time there. But at freelancing.com, with land, it's a finicky one, right? It's weird, right? Honestly, land's it's more important about the buyer than it really is with the seller. And you should honestly care more about finding a buyer for land than getting the best price with the seller on that land, because there's very few land buyers compared to property buyers, especially in Houston. Yeah. Houston's huge. There's cash buyers everywhere in Houston. Land buyers in Houston, they're there. There's a lot of them, but it's not like the most insane thing ever. And so what you got to do first and foremost is find as many land buyers in Houston, which there are a ton actually.
Oh, really, it's getting hard to find the buyers. I already got the flyer and I talked to some,
you don't need a flyer.
I don't.
No.
Joyce, how so? I love your excitement. I love, and you're in the right place. So how long have you been, how long ago has your journey started in wholesaling?
Let's say 3 weeks.
Okay. So here's what I need you. Go in freewholesaling.com. Treat it like a $10,000 course because it is.
Okay.
Almost every question you ask is in there. Now, I'm here to tell you, it's correct online. Land or house, the problem with land is you have to know what the buyers will pay for it. So if you don't know what a buyer will pay for it and the guy's trying to jack the price up on you, I can almost tell you it's going to fail like immediately. And if you go through the course understanding what type of buyers are we looking for in wholesaling, just so you get that, I just want you to get the general idea. Because what you're trying, so what type of buyers are we looking for?
Cash.
I mean, I apologize. What type of sellers are we looking for in wholesaling?
Can you be more specific about that question?
So if I was going to go out and just find a property to buy, how do I know if I'm going to go on MLS, if I'm going to go on Zillow, or how do I get the list? What is the underlying factor of what we're looking for when we come to a seller? Because you're not a realtor, right?
No, I work in construction. That's what I do.
I got it, and I get it. So the idea is you're looking for motivated sellers. A motivated seller, here's the key difference you got to understand.
Okay.
Everybody wants to sell. So the seller you're talking about, he wants to sell, right? The question is, does he need to sell? And if he doesn't need to sell, you trying to convince somebody that wants to.
Oh, looks like he's
yeah.
I think his computer died. Hey, no big deal. But what he's basically trying to say here is you can't convince somebody to sell for a certain price unless they actually need to, right? And so what's the seller's motivation for selling the property?
It doesn't have no kids, he's alone, so he wants to live in a smaller place, actually one land, a lot that he has, and he doesn't want to pay out the prices that, you know, the city, you know, the taxes, the water and everything. He just wants to get rid of that. And if he decides to live in California, he can just go, not thinking about anything else. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he might have some motivation here, mm-hmm. but let's talk about this part too. Do you have any land buyers right now?
I thought I did. I thought I did. And I don't, because when I talked to him and I said that, because I went to one seminar event and I met some people and they told me that they have to be cash. The guy told me he wanted cash, but now he's saying things came along and he needs to financing and all that. So I pretty much don't have it.
Okay. So. No big deal. So do you have a prop stream or a batch leads?
I had for 7 days. I don't have no money like that. I do DoorDash, you know, constructions is
okay. Low. That's fine. So if you don't have any of those softwares, I mean, you can just pull the cash sale simple, but that's fine. What you should do instead is you should go to your local Houston real estate events, and there are cash buyers there. Now, sometimes there's fake ones, but I think you go to philson.com, you can figure it out.
That's the thing. There's a lot of fake ones and everything you have to pay.
Go to Freelancing.com. It'll show you how to decipher the fake ones from the real ones. And then on top of that too, what you should do is go to Facebook groups and do the method that I do, copy and paste in Freelancing.com and find land deals. Copy and paste all the Texas and the Houston groups, you'll find it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, actually, look, I looked and I even seen your videos, some videos on, not all, some on your freehold selling, but I haven't seen nothing on land. Maybe I was just not paying attention too much, which I think I was, but I haven't seen on lands. I really don't know. And can I just ask you one more question?
I'm not even close to being done.
Okay,
with you. I got to help you.
Okay.
So let me show you this first and foremost. This is what you need to do. Just being honest with you. Here it is. This is freeholesaling.com. Okay.
Okay.
You go to marketing.
Okay.
Let's go find marketing, right? We can go through this entire process here.
Okay.
Let's find the, actually, no, these are for cash buyers, right? Yeah. So dispositions. Find cash buyers. Here's the ad copy. Boom.
What if I told you?
And then watch this video of me actually going on here and scraping and showing you how to post in these groups. Boom. Simple as that. Okay. It's in the it's the second dispositions video on freeolsing.com.
You know, I think it's, what is wrong is because I don't know the terms. And I when I saw this position, I was like, man.
Oh, my gosh. Joyce. Joyce, I have something called the Real Estate Wholesaling Lingo Dictionary, where I show the all the terms. I sit down for 45 minutes. I say, this is what acquisitions is. This is what dispositions is. This is what comps is. That's the first video.
YouTuber, I'm just new. I start listening to
go to freeolsing.com and watch every single video. It'll be on there. It's called Wholesaling 101. I sit down and I'm like, it's like ABCs. I'm like, acquisitions. This is what it means. I go through all the terms.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
But
yes.
Guess what? You hopped on the 101 and you got to talk to me, which means it's even better than watching a video. You're talking to me live. And so you should have everything you need to get this thing done ASAP.
Okay, I'm gonna do and just one more question. I have this guy, he has a property in Katy, Texas, and his wife is sick. Okay, but it feels like he wants to sell the house got on fire. He wants to sell the house, but the thing is that he wants to talk to his wife, and every time he talks to his wife, I mean, she's like, you know, with medicine and things like that. I don't know. I was thinking even maybe going to meet him or something like that. What would you do in this case?
How far is it from you? Okay. It's west of Houston, right?
Yeah, I'm 15 minutes away from Katy.
Meet him. I have a whole appointment guide for you. I have a whole appointment guide. And you can learn how to do the appointment and close the seller.
Okay.
This is all just going to freeolsing.com, I'm telling you.
And where are you guys located? I don't know.
I'm in Florida.
Okay. Okay. Yes. So I'm gonna try to get this deal and look for the end buyer. So I don't need no flag because I'm finishing up like a part of flyers to get
Joyce. I like this. No flyers. That's not what we teach. Just go to freeolsing.com. I'm simplifying the business. I show you the lingo and you'll be all set to go.
Thank you.
All right. Go to freeolsing.com though, okay?
I will. Definitely. I have to.
All right.
If I have want a good one. To see. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. I left all that comment. This is so great. Like, I'm not a fan, but I love you guys. I'm not a fan. Really? I love you guys so much. Thank you for everything. Y'all gave me hope.
All right. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Boom. So, yeah, I think you lagged for a second. No big deal. But all you got to know there is she had to go through freeolsing.com, figured it out. So, yeah. So, guys, that's basically it, right? Guys, if you just do the simple terms you talk about, you'll have wholesaling success. Simplify this business. Talk to sellers and that's it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I break this business down so simply. It really comes down to you. Light your fire, get an action plan, figure out how you're going to attack, figure out your vehicle you're going to go, and just go take the action. And this isn't like school where you're going to take a test and you're going to get a grade and we're going to you're going to have some issues. And if you're scared because you want everything perfect, that's not how life works. And that's how a lot of us have been framed. And if you're like me, you get ADHD, just go with it. Trust yourself and do it. And it's scary. It's uncomfortable. That's the point. Because do you want to be comfortable and stay where you're at? Or do you want to be uncomfortable and make a change that's going to project your family to a level you couldn't even that you can imagine and you can achieve. The key is you've got to jump from this comfortable to uncomfortable and you can't bring it with you. And keep in mind, we're not asking you to physically hurt yourself. Like it's safe. It's just, you're not used to it. I mean, it's all up here. Yeah. You've got to do it. And you've got to make yourself accountable. There's no coach, there's no mentor that's going to make you do anything. At the end of the day, if you want to be accountable to yourself and your family and you really picked wholesaling as your vehicle, it's in my opinion, the best ride you can get on. But it's not free, meaning you're going to have to put the work in no matter what path you choose in this. And I hope I just excited one person today, because if I did, I'm happy and I want to crow. My goal is to connect with as many people as possible, tell you the truth about a wholesaling, show you how to do it, and show you that you have no limits in life. The limits are only the ones you set for yourself. So give it to your family. You deserve it. They deserve it. And life's short. Just enjoy it, period. Like, let's do it, man. Wholesaling, it's phenomenal. It's changed my life. I think it's changed my son's life, and it's going to change every. So our goal is that everybody we touch, we can make a change. And if anybody wants to jump on board and do it, if you will put that work ethic in and you will commit to it and light that fire and get the discipline to get it done, you're unstoppable. The only person that can stop you is you, and you are worth it. Go for it. Do it.
I agree 100%. So guys, if you want to go out here, go to freelancing.com. We're here to help you out. Become unstoppable, and you got this. This is Zach Ginn signing out.
This is Rick Ginn signing out.
We'll see you guys soon. If you guys want to keep talking to us, we are extending the live stream an extra 30 to 45 minutes. Literally go out here to flipbrickplus.com, and I will see you guys soon. So this is Zach and Rick signing out. We appreciate all the love and support you guys have, and we'll see you soon. Have a good one. Boom!